Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call part of your day on Yom Rabi'i, 25th day of the month of Sivan. We continue to hold Achenu Kodesh Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, all those in Eretz Yisrael around the world, all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Zion, may this be his will, v'nomar amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ilan Feldman of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Feldman's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Kuf, Chafal, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishnah Berach for our incredible and brave Chayalim, finally, concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, during which Rabbi Feldman will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And please kindly keep in mind today, especially during the Tehillim and for the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, for Leah Bas Shoshi Zlati, may she have a refuah shalema. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It is, the honor is mine, actually, to be a participant in this very special Kibbutz Golios, and gathering of people from all over the world, actually, for this break in the day in order to be able to recite Tehillim and Zidavin for Achenu v'nei Yisrael. It's really a wonderful, wonderful concept, and it's a wonderful gathering. As a matter of fact, I want to share a thought that very much has to do with this spiritual pause that refreshes. I'm from Atlanta, so I know all of Coke's advertising lines, and Coke used to be the pause that refreshes, and this is certainly a spiritual pause that refreshes. But I want to go back to last week's Parsha, at least last week's in America, 2 weeks ago for those in Israel, Parshas Bahalosha. And the reason I feel comfortable doing so, even though we normally focus on a thought related to this week's Parsha, is because I want to focus on psukim that we recite all the time, Vayehi b'nisoh ha'arom. And as we know, those psukim that describe how Moshe would offer a tefillah when the Aron, when the Ark was carried forward as Bnei Israel would travel, and he would say, Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu oivecha, v'yanusa mesanecha mipanecha, rise up Hashem and let your enemies be scattered, and those who oppose you run from you. And then Moshe would recite Uvnucha Yomar when the Aron was placed down, when it was rested. He would say, Shuva Hashem rivavos hafa Yisrael, reside tranquilly, O Hashem, among the myriad thousands of Israel. So we're familiar with the fact that this description of Moshe's prayer is bracketed by these unusual upside-down nuns. And we're told that the reason it's bracketed is because it doesn't really belong here. It's inserted purposely in the wrong place to separate between Poranios to Poranios, between descriptions of the sins of Bnei Israel that precede this, and sins of Bnei Israel that follow it. What does that mean? That we're told that when Bnei Yisrael left Har Sinai, they left with an attitude problem. Ketinok habareach bebeis ha-sefer, like a child running out of school, very appropriate for this period of time when school is letting out. And we can all relate to the freedom from school that is felt when they on the last day of school. So Bnei Yisrael, in spite of the fact that they received the Torah with a full heart, when they were told to travel from Har Sinai, they were kind of relieved. They were happy to go because it was burdensome to receive these mitzvahs from Hashem. And they weren't sure what was coming next and how much, any more restrictions and more responsibilities. And so Ketina Kabareh Mebeis HaSefer, they kind of ran away. That's the Avera at the beginning of the book of Bamidbar. And in order to separate between that and the next Avera, we have Vayehi B'Nesoah. The next Avera has to do with Bnei Yisrael evidently rejecting the holy food from heaven, the manna, and creating this desire for physical food and for physical pleasure. And that doesn't speak well either about Bnei Yisrael. And in order to separate between these two things, we have Vayehi B'Nesoah Aram. So then the question becomes, why is that the insertion, the out-of-place insertion that's chosen? And so I would suggest homiletically, which means I'm not sure that this is actually the essential truth, but I think we'll all relate to this thought. We all know Vayehi B'Nesoah Aharon from Shabbos morning davening, and most shuls sing it. Some shuls, as a sign of maturity, somehow they think it's mature not to sing it. But either way, we're all very familiar with Vayehi B'Nesoah Aharon, Vayomer Moshe, and Uvuncha Yomar. And it's placed in an interesting position in our davening. If you think about it, it really makes no sense, which is we came to shul, and we come to shul, every Shabbos morning to daven. What's our obligation to daven? We have a shachris, and on Shabbos we have a musaf. So that's our job. So here we are, we're in shul, and we're davening shachris, and we finish shachris, and probably we're looking at the clock because we're noticing that we've actually made some progress here. We're already halfway through davening, and maybe we even daven faster than normal, and maybe we're going to get home earlier or get to Kiddush earlier. And at that moment, all of a sudden, the davening stops, and something other than davening happens. And that, what is that? That is Kriyas HaTorah, which is not davening. It's Torah study, right in the middle of davening. I thought we're making progress. We're about to finish our job. And all of a sudden, Chazal said, no, stop and read the Torah. So we say, Vayehi B'Nesoah Aharon, as we take out the Torah, in a similar fashion to when the Torah was moving, so to speak, in the Aron Bris Hashem, in the Ark of the Covenant. And then we come back to Musaf, and then we run off to Kiddush, so to speak. And so it seems to me that Vayehi B'Nesoah Aharon is the antidote to the attention deficit I think that modern man has. And this call is, I think, an interruption of that. The attention deficit, we're always moving on. We're always trying to get to the next thing. We're always trying to finish what we're doing, do it efficiently, do it well, but not spend too much time on it. So on Shabbos morning, that's what happens. We daven shacharis. And we have a sense that we're ready to finish our job. And all of a sudden, we say, no, stop. Let's study some Torah. Let's remember what we're here for. Let's remember that we're here serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the author of the Torah. Let's hear his words. Let's calm down. And then after we put the Torah away, then we finish our job, and then we run off to Kiddush. So we have the Tinok HaBareach, the child, the attention deficit, who's enough Genugshein. I've had enough Torah at Har Sinai, let me move on. And we have the Kiddush and Shabbos lunch beckoning us and waiting for us. That's Hisavut Ahava, the physical desire. And it's interrupted with the taking out of the Torah of Vayehi B'Nesoah Aharon to teach us that in the spiritual realm, contemplation and serenity, all of that depends on being present in the moment and just stopping and not rushing, and actually savoring the interaction that we have with Hashem. And so what we're about to do now is a wonderful example of that. We're about to address Avinu Shel HaShemayim. We have needs. We're very aware of the vulnerability that we have, even as we see evidence of Hashkacha Pratis, divine providence. So join me now. We'll start with Tehillim, Kapitel Chaf, chapter 20. I'll recite it, and you join in with me. Lamenatzeach Mizmar LeDavid. Ya'anecho Adonai B'yom Tzara. Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkar Kol Minchasecha V'olascha Yadashna Sela. Yitain Lecha Chil Vavecha V'cholatzascha Yamalei. Nirana Nabishu Asecha U'vashem Eloheinu Nidgol. Yamale Adonai Kol Mishal Asecha. Ato Yodati Ki Hashia Adonai Mishicho Ya'aneu Mishmei Kodesho Bigvuros Yesha Yamino. Eilev Arechev Ve'eilev Asusim V'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema Karu V'nafalu V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisadad Adonai Hashia Hamelech Ya'aneinu B'yom Karenu. And it's Tehillim Kufchaf Aleph, Psalm 121, Shir Lama'alos, Esoyinai El Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Asay Shamayim Ba'aretz, Al Yitain Lamadrag Lecha, Al Yonum Shamrecha, Hinei Lo Yonum, V'lo Yishan Shamer Yisrael, Adonai Shamrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Ayad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Le'yakeka, V'yareach Ba'layla, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora, Yishmar Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmar Tzeischa V'o'echa, Me'ata Ba'ad Olam. And Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130, Shir Hama'alos, Mimam Akim Krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shim'a V'koli, Tehiyena Aznecha Kashuvos L'kol Tachanunai, Im Avanos Tishmar Ya, Adonai Miya Amod, Ki Imcha Haslicha, L'ma'an Tivorei. Ki visi Adonai, ki v'sa nafshi, v'livaro ha'cholti. Nafshi el Adonai, mishamrim laboker, shamrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha'chesed, v'habei imo fedus, v'hu yifteh es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. And now I'll recite the Achenu, first in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu kobeis Yisrael, Hanesuim, Bitzara uveshivya, Haumdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, Hamakom yirachem aleihem, Biyotziem mitzara lirvacha, Meafela leora, Umishibu legula, Hashtar bagola uvizman koriv, Venomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All Presence have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Now going to recite the Mishaberach for Chayalei Tzahal, for the soldiers of the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avosenu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivareches Chayalei Tzvaha Hagana L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kachos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Amishmar Atzenu, V'Arei Eloheinu, Megvul ha-Levanon va'ad midbar Mitzrayim, u'min hayam ha-gadol ad levo ha-arava, v'chol makom shehem, v'yabasha, v'avir u'vayam. Yitain Adonai Yosevenu ha-kamim aleinu, nigafim lefneihem, ha-kadosh baruch hu yishmar v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka, u'mikol nega u'machala, v'yishlach b'rcha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'asei yedeihem, yadber es oneinu tachteihem, v'yatrein b'cheser yeshua, ובעטרס ניצחון, ויקוים בהם הכסוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם, להשיע אתכם, ונאמר, אמן. I'm going to recite the Mishaberach for those who are in need of a recovery, and I will pause so that people can add the names of people that they are davening for. Mishaberach Avosenu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech Es Hacholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachlimam Ularposam, Chazkamu l'achiyosam, yishlach lehem et mehe refuah, shleim amin ha-shamayim, v'chol ebereyem, v'chol gideyem, v'sor shar chol Yisrael, refuah ha-nefesh, refuah ha-guf, hashtar ba'agolo, v'zman kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Salman. Great to have you back on the program. Please, God, and your Hashem, we look forward to having you back in the near future. I also look forward to seeing you as we'll be passing through Atlanta this coming Sunday, and Rabbi Hashem will be there next Shabbos as well. So very much looking forward to catching up. Also want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her coordination behind the scenes for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's each day. We pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day. All of our tefillos be answered. L'tova.